And
Hi.
we're live. Hi everyone. Welcome in a new Spontaneous Conversations. It's already number 9 and we're here with Laveras again. And we're going to do this for a few Mondays. And today's subject is abundance. And it's always an interesting thing to start with because people generally think immediately about lots of money. And abundance is much more than that, and it doesn't start with the money. Money is just an energy. It's just one of the things, but abundance is so much more. It's a very beautiful thing that we can manifest in our lives if we pay a little bit of attention. So I'm going to hand over the mic to Laveras to just say something.
So you guys
and by the way, I'm sorry for being late. We had a technical issue, so we had to start a little bit later. Sorry, go ahead.
So you can relax while I'm talking. It sounded like that. So go, Laveras. Okay, now I am in a funny mood, and I think it's because I feel a bit emotional, and this funny mood, it's a default kind of mechanism that happens to me, maybe to cover up the fact that I feel a bit emotional. I feel butterflies in my stomach right now.
Oh.
So I'm noticing that I'm extra funny when I do that, when I feel that, but it's a cover up. So I feel that before we talk about anything like abundance, I would like to do a meditation to center myself. And as I do this for myself, I would like it to, you, Lotfi, to do it with me and whoever is joining, it will join later, to be able to get the most out of today's transmission. I would like us to feel all connected and to consciously create this energetic channel between all of us. So my intuition and the energies that I give out will be received easier by you, Lotfi, and by the viewers. And it's a lot more, but I don't want to go into too much detail about the benefits of this exercise that I would like to do maybe every time when we start. So as I'm sitting up straight, let go of looking at the camera. Just close your eyes and look inside. Look into the center of your chest. Breathe deeper, intending to take your breath into the middle of your chest, not so much into the lungs, but a little bit more. Think about the actual heart. So intend to breathe prana, life force, this cosmic energy into the center of your heart by imagining beams of rainbow light from all around you coming into your heart. With every in-breath, you're breathing in rainbow light into your physical heart. With every out-breath, see these rainbow lights going through the veins, through the nervous system, and every cell in your body is become like a mini, mini, mini rainbow sun, because the rainbow energy now beams out from the nucleus of every cell in your body. There is a radiance of rainbow light. So your whole body now is charged with this rainbow light. Mind too. So just feel this for a while. Breathe into it. Notice what is happening in your body. How is your body responding, your cells? So let's just sit with this and feel the energy. Breathing in rainbow light from outside. Breathing out rainbow light from the heart into every cell. Every cell, every atom, every particle, all the way into the void. We beaming out our frequency and rainbow lights, many colors of the rainbow, many more, many more. But there are 13 primal rainbow colors, which links us to 13 star systems. Above links us to 13 energy vortexes on Earth and links us down into the inner Earth with 13 energy vortexes. Keep breathing as the expansion of your consciousness is unfolding, including everything, the whole planet, including the whole universe and the whole creation. Becoming one with all that is. Keep focusing on the heart. Breathing in the rainbow light. Take your attention in your spine. And now breathe rainbow light into the whole spine. See your spine as a tube of rainbow lights. Rainbow lights comes up from the earth into this central channel, goes out through the top of the head into those 13 star systems. From there, 13 lines of rainbow lights comes down back the same way, passing through the central channel in the body. Rainbow lights goes down into the earth, into those 13 energy vortexes inside the earth. Breathing back this energy back into our body, into the central channel. To see yourself like a rainbow bridge between the energy vortexes in the earth, energy vortexes on the surface of the earth and into the star systems. See yourself receiving, breathing in energies from all the centers, breathing out back your love, your codes, your gifts out into all directions. You are all that is. Take a deep breath in and tell yourself, say it in your mind's eye or say it out loud. Take a breath in and repeat with me. I am that I am. I am a God creator. Take another breath in. I am that I am. I am abundance. I am. Keep feeling this energy of abundance charging every cell of your body, upgrading your DNA. Activating new strands of DNA, code of abundance, complete, activated, installed, aligned, fine-tuned, synchronized, complete, done. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting to go into this. I thought it would be a short one. But I couldn't help myself. I just had to let it unfold.
But that's what life is about.
Not yes.
To try to control everything. No, because that's acting out of fear. Just let the energy flow. And you did that. That's what we're talking about anyway in this life. So we should be leading by example.
We are. We are leading by example. So what should we talk about? I don't want to talk about abundance, starting with abundance like a lecture, you know, what is abundance, what I think about abundance. There's so much out there about abundance.
Yeah, I have a question regarding why is it you wanted to talk about abundance today? I mean, what led to you telling me last Monday, like, okay, next week we talk about abundance? Do you?
No, I didn't say abundance. I am pretty sure I said galactic banking.
You said that afterwards. You start with the word abundance and then the galactic banking and things like that, because you and I, we talked about this.
And if I said abundance, I think I meant financial abundance, which is linked with financial, with galactic banking.
Okay.
That's in my mind that I was going to talk about galactic banking today. So if not galactic banking, then at least financial freedom, financial abundance, that's not abundance in general. It's no need to talk about that.
Okay.
That's a over regurgitated subject. I don't like to talk about stuff that is already plenty of information. I'm a pioneer. That's why I haven't done anything yet, because I don't want to repeat what other people are talking. So, and I still, it's what comes to me, the information that I receive is so new that, I'm just starting to apply it myself in my life, and I'm happy to start sharing about it. So what I think is really, really new, yes?
You touched a very beautiful point, and I want actually to, for those who didn't really catch it, now it's time to stop copying others and start to create from in here,
your
uniqueness.
Yes. Yes.
And we have been so trained to look at, okay, who's successful? What are they doing? Okay, I can do a similar thing, so I can also be successful. But that is just copy-paste. We have so many copy-paste already. Just look at the music industry. How many songs from the 80s have been copied and actually messed up to have music today? Most of the music today is not a creation, it's just taking old stuff that was really good, screwing it up, and then say, hey, and we have a hit, and then marketing, and then selling. And we need to go back to really creating. When somebody is just taking a piece of paper and has some crayons and just stop thinking, and then suddenly there are lines, there are things, and then certain moment you see something like, oh. And then there's a creation, and it's not like, oh, I see there's that painting that person made, I'm going to copy it, or, oh, I'm going to draw that thing that's in front of me. No, create really from within. And yeah, that's something I felt to elaborate a little bit on. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yes, I totally agree with that. That is so strong in me. I don't even need to think to make that. It's just natural. I'm a natural pioneer and very creative. I've got amazing information, imagination, I mean. So I find it, I get so excited when I get ideas that I just want to share it. And I'm realizing, oh my God, people are not ready for this. People just, they still want to do this. But so I've been patient and patient. And
some people, if you're a pioneer, you're attracting other pioneers in your life. And then also everything goes in waves. There's so those people who are really the pioneers, those who like, okay, somebody did the, okay, let's follow. And you have always the people like, no, I'll stay where I am. And you have also those a little bit in between. So you see that in everything, with new technology, with everything. So don't think about those who would be like, who are the last ones to follow or maybe never follow, prefer to die than to change. Just share, because even if it's just one person who's going to watch this live and get something out of it, that is a win. That is one.
Yeah, we talked about this last time. We talked about this last time. Yes, it's not. This is now. I am getting the inspiration and a feeling to do that. But until now, I wasn't getting it. So maybe it was not the right time to do it. Yes, because I didn't feel. I knew that I want to, but it wasn't the time to do it. It's something, a feeling that I was getting this consciousness. I have to be patient, continue to do, go through life and learn things and experience life. And when the time is ready, I will feel it. So now I'm starting to come out of the closet, so-called, yes, because I feel that I feel guided. I feel the guidance, and I get so excited when I fantasize. Oh, I would like to talk about this, and I start to have conversations in my head. What I would be sharing, and the information that I am sharing in my head, like it's some kind of rehearsal, you know. I'm hearing myself. I'm saying, wow, this is really cool. I wish that I could have a video camera right now, somebody to have next to me 24/7 and to be able to be so spontaneous when something comes up to immediately say it, put it out live. No, by the time, I cannot do that.
No. I'm writing down because you're giving me ideas, and I will share them with you later.
Okay.
I'm trying to note down, so I'm still listening to you, but I'm making notes.
Okay. Important. Understand. I thought you were giving me sign that I should take notes when I get ideas. That
I got that. That's your choice.
No. I was given those ideas, but for me to write down something, it just gets lost, and the beauty, the power, the magic, it gets lost if I try to write it down. So I'm not writing it down. I hope that I'm always hoping that I'll be able to share, to tell people. And yes, when, like last time, you know, when I was actually in front of the camera, I felt like I was so another person. I felt like, who is this? This is not the person who practiced and was saying those amazing, having those amazing conversation and flowing and so natural. And I've been meditating the whole week on it. What's going on here? Who is this person? And I realized I have so many aspects. There are so many personalities, faces, they're all me. One day I am that person who was maybe feeling a bit new to this energy and feeling very sensitive to be recorded and to be able to talk to people which will listen in the future, and people which doesn't know who is Laviras, and they come in, they start listening whenever they feel like start listening, you know, they just pop in in the middle of our conversation. They haven't really done the first meditation with us. They haven't listened. They just pop in and they just listen.
Somebody just did literally, not now pop in.
Wow. And they just listen and they judge and they try to figure out who is this and blah, 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 to go through their mind. I don't know how many people, they really come in with an open heart to connect with our heart and to feel who we are and to sit and take a moment to listen and to give a bit of energy as they listen instead of, who is this? What can I get? Is this interesting? Because this is what I'm feeling is happening most of the time when people are coming to a live event like this. So the energy is very strange, and I'm such a sensitive being, and being in this space is very different energy. So it was a shock. It was a shock for me. And that part of myself was, not used to it and trying to cover up that, even though my intention was to be authentic, to talk to you like it's nobody around. And it's just like, I know when we have conversation, we have amazing talks that goes on for, I don't know.
Hours and hours.
Yes. And we listen to each other and think, wow, this is such an awesome conversation. Would be great if we would be live right now. And I'm thinking, where is that person? Why can't that person was not here last week? So I meditated on this the whole week. So I got so many aspects of that experience, you know, and was another wisdom that came for me and reminder is that for some reason, that's how I meant it was perfect for me to be, because I had to accept myself not to be perfect. It's a test also. Am I just going to give up because I've judged myself and I was not the way I would like me to appear? You know, am I going to give up or am I going to honor my agreement and persevere? And I just, that was another answer for me, you know. So yes, there were a lot of contemplation on this. So
I didn't realize what it was, but I felt something and now it makes sense. And it's a very normal process. When I did my first live with someone, I also, it was very stressful and everything, but yeah, it's a process and we all have to go through it when we start actually to go public with ourselves, actually. I mean, almost everyone who goes on camera for the first time is nervous, or who goes in front of a crowd is nervous, because we're being seen and we're not used to that.
Actually, that's one way of looking at it. I've seen this myself, and then I've seen something else. So it's not that I am being seen. The thing is that I am not being seen. They cannot see me.
So you mean those who are judging, for example, they don't see the real you. They don't see what you want them to see.
Not what I want them to see, who I really am.
You want people to see who you really are, but then a lot of people still have this veil in front of them from all their programming and...
Yes. So, when I was thinking about this, I was getting the idea, you know, I would really like to do what we're doing, but I would like to have people coming in the beginning and people who commit themselves to come and to stay to the end no matter what. So to get, but to get to this situation, we don't have the audience at this stage. We are at the very beginning.
Yeah? Yes, but like what you just described, you're doing it first now. You came last week, then all this stuff came up, and here you are today. You're doing what you said you want to do. You're gonna do it from A to Z. And you had your doubts and you had all these things that came up. So you're doing it first, we're doing it first, and then the others can follow us.
Because yes, leading by example. But I'm letting go of this expectation, and I trust that if I do my best, and I'll, as you said, I'm coming, and somehow it will be a time when I will get a strong feeling to say, I've done enough of this. From now on, I would like everyone to start from the beginning, to come who is interested to hear this, and we work in a different way. We connect, we sort of create a stronger group connection, feel really not thinking who is in, coming out. It's like we are in a, let's say you are visiting, you are in my place.
Yes.
And people just open the door and comes in, check us, what are they doing? They pop in, they listen to our, like you and me talk. They come in and pet, listen, and then listen a little bit. They might stay, might get and then when they feel they leave, I feel it's somehow disrespectful.
Yes.
But I know everybody's doing it like that. But to me, seeing it the way I just
when
play,
we choose to create a paid Zoom session, for example, like a seminar, a webinar or a workshop, whatever it is, if it's going to be very interactive or it's more listening, doesn't matter. But then when people pay, then it's different. But then people actually commit. They say, okay, I'm going to pay because I'm going to spend those 2-3 hours listening to them or actually doing the work if it's a workshop, very interactive, like the one talked about last week with Samira. It's going to be doing the work, not just sitting and listening to theory. No, those are, but then people need to be committed. And we're working towards that.
I don't want to call it workshop because it's not a workshop. It still can be like a group connection and talk, you know, but everybody comes.
It's fine, whatever structure it is, but people will pay and commit to spend the full time there. It's like going to movies, you pay the ticket and you go and you sit in the dark and you know you're going to sit there for 2 hours till the movie's finished.
But it doesn't have to, even without paying in the beginning, it's not about money or paying.
Helps people to actually lock in. Sometimes people need it. We call it in Dutch the stick behind the door, so that you cannot easily go out. Generally, when people have paid, they're like, okay, I paid for this, so let's sit this one out till the end and see. And then once they're in a little bit and they're past their moment of where the mind is going all the way forth and back, and then they're like, oh, this is interesting. And then they're fully in. I experienced that even with the workshop where somebody paid for himself and a friend to join and was like, yeah, I'm just here because of my friend. And then after some time was like, I'm really happy I'm here and did the work. So people sometimes need a moment to get out of the old patterns and then make their commitment real to implement it. Not just say, oh, I'll do this. No, then really decide deep inside, I'm really doing it now. And you see this everywhere. The people have an idea, yeah, it's fun, let's do it, but then they're not committed. And the commitment often comes when you start doing the thing. Then the real commitment comes in, because then you're actually doing it, and then you're like, okay, do I continue or not? Just like what you described about the past week, the real commitment anchors, needs to anchor. And that is a process that takes some time, and there's a lot of doubt going on and stuff, and that's okay. And the more we do this, the faster we recognize and like, oh, now this is happening. Yeah, screw that. I'm really gonna do it. And then you can decide and you can anchor faster. And this goes faster and faster the more you practice. So next week, I know you will just be there. I don't need to think about it. I just know, because you already anchored it now. Just like I anchored it. Like I anchored it again, because I did my lives last year, and then life happened, let's say, and then nothing. And then I was like, yeah, I want to do it. But then I didn't anchor it. So it took another month or even 2 months before I started doing it again now. And now I feel it's anchored. So it's a process, and let's not judge it, because it's a process that we're going through, because there's so much going on the background within us, around us, that we need time to make the transition. We have the idea, but then, yeah, integration start, yeah, needs to take place. It's just like when you have a big insight, but that doesn't mean you have changed. You need to make the change then and start to do things differently. And it can be challenging, because change can be difficult. So for all the viewers, let this sink in and give yourself, dedicate yourself the time to just listen to the end. And if you did not intend to do it, but now you decide, but you don't have the time because you have an appointment, fine. Then press pause and continue watching later, or start over later, but dedicate to yourself that time to actually experience something new, learn something new, get inspired, and maybe learn how to anchor your commitments. And not just for listening to us, but for things in your life in general. Because we want better life, so we need to change things, but we need to commit. And the commitment is sometimes really difficult. So this is a chance now to start practicing. Back to you, Laviras.
Well, let's go into the financial abundance. And change the subject. I think we said enough. I said enough around what's happening with us, and having different aspects, and loving the experience, and so and so. So financial abundance. Where to start? Life is always create. I think life creates challenges in areas where we are guided to bring more knowledge and wisdom for ourselves. So if there are challenges in life and we work to go through them and to transform it, we gain experience, we gain wisdom, and it helps us evolve. So I created challenges around the financial situation in my life, and knowing and having a lot of spiritual practice and being on this journey, this self-development, personal development, spiritual healer for so many years, so I gathered quite a bit of information about creation, about the power that we have, and so coming across challenges around the financial situation, my financial life, I started to apply information that I gathered from my metaphysical, spiritual lifestyle. So in the beginning, when I was working with my clients, with my tantric practices, because I was the very first one doing this work and was so new, and in Sydney, I had a lot of work, I made lots of money, and I never knew and how to manage my money. So I always had this belief, the more you spend, the more you open the channel to bring in, you keep the flow. So if you make money and if you want to keep money coming in, you have to also spend money. So it's a flow. So I was making lots of money. I was spending lots of money. I did not have any education about saving or anything. For me, all I had, it was the wisdom that I was getting, my intuition, what to do, how to live my life. And in general, I wanted to live my life in a way that I trust the universe that will always give me all the money that I need. So I don't need to save too much. So I earn, if I have to, what if I want to do something, and if I can have, if I have the money for something, just do it. Don't think about saving. Don't think about building up wealth. I was always using the money flowing. I don't know if that makes sense. So this is how I lived for many, many years. And living like this, I feel this is very much a way of working with money in trust, and that I will always have the money. So there's no need to save. So living like this, somehow I got into a place where, into a period of time where money didn't come in anymore. As being not saving anything, I experienced, a change with the amount of work I would have and the money that was coming in. So when those changes that would, when money started, income was drying, I was meditating, contemplating, what do I need to do to open myself, to open to the abundance, the financial abundance? What is the message here? Must be a reason that there is a dryness with the energy of money that comes into my life. So I always worked in this way. So I would be working on myself. I would be doing a cleanse. I would be maybe going, keeping more discipline with my practices. I will always check what do you want me, God, to do? What is the message here? Why? This is how I was thinking that God tries to make me evolve by tightening up a bit the flow of money into my life. So always evolving. Okay, money comes in. Okay, thank you. So this was going on for quite a long time. And around the middle of, around April, May this year, I started to have enough of this type of this lifestyle where when I have money, I'm happy. When I don't have money, I am disappointed and I'm losing interest. I think that I've done something wrong. What do I need to do? I just had enough of my happiness to depend on how much money comes in. And when the money comes in, to feel relaxed. And when there's no money, to feel afraid and start doing things because I'm afraid. So I want to be the good spiritual girl. So meditate, do that. Okay, and the money will come in. You know. So this, I just had enough of this. It worked for me. It was really good for me. For years, this is how it actually pushed me to evolve spiritually. I have to be honest. Yes, I in the beginning, a very beginning, it was because I wanted to meditate, to be healthy and so on. But then when I start using my spiritual gifts as a business, then I started that style. It just affected how I was feeling. So, as I said, I felt like God pushed me to evolve by keeping money from me. And when I evolve, then I have money. Money starts flowing in. So I just had enough of this. I said to myself, "This, I can't live like this anymore." And the situation was getting really, really bad. The more I was meditating, the more I was being the good girl, the less I was. This time wasn't working anymore, this style. Okay, I'll meditate, I'll upgrade, fine-tune something I need to rearrange in my field. Okay, money starts flowing in. I was doing all this, but money didn't come in. Around May, June, until it was crazy. I did not have clients. Clients would book, would cancel in the last minute. Even clients which they had sessions with me before would make two-hour bookings, then would cancel. So many cancellations. It was just ridiculous. I thought, this is what is going on here. I know the situation was also, I could say yes, but it's the pandemic reason. But I know that this is not an excuse, that the pandemic, this, I do not go into this kind of thinking and reality. It doesn't matter what's happening out there. My work can thrive in any situation. I am the creator of my reality, you know. I heard and I read books, and I know that people in the past, they thrived in the middle of a war, in the middle of the worst situation. It's how you think. So I've done a bit of a study on the spiritual style of making financial abundance. I read certain books. I've done healings to my body to release any blockages around money, manifestation. I've done so much work on financial abundance, and still this is happening. I said, what is going on? I paid even a course. I've done even courses on financial abundance. I've done a lot of work on financial abundance. So I'm doing all the right things, and still I just have just enough to have a nice, comfortable life, but nothing extra for a holiday, for anything, any luxuries, you know? Just the luxury that I have a beautiful, comfortable home, and all the delicious food that I want, but nothing extra. So I thought, this is not the way I want to live. Not the way I am. I know that I'm not meant to live like this, but how can I make the change? Because I'm not going to do anything that I don't like to make money. I cannot do a job or to do a work that brings money. I cannot do that. I need to focus on my service, on my spiritual work. So how can I bring money in by doing what I love? Because I cannot do things that I don't love. Yes. So I know very clearly that if I do something that I don't love doing, that is not my calling, I'm just destroying myself. So how can I increase and change this happiness, this fear, ping pong, not ping pong, up and down? I just want to be happy all the time. Doesn't matter what my financial situation is. So how can I do that? And as I said, in May, June, the situation got very, very bad. Until one day I said to myself, you know what? I am stopping everything. I am not going to work. I'm not taking any clients, even though I know that I hardly have any money. I don't know if I'll be able to pay my rent. I am going to meditate for 13 days. Only for that's all I'm going to do for 13 days, a spiritual journey, shamanic spiritual journey, where I'm going to focus on financial freedom. And I want to create money out of ether. Because as I said, I've done lots of studies on financial freedom, abundance, financial abundance, money manifestation, all that. I know so much about the quantum field. I know how we can create with the power of our mind anything that we focus on, and how all those manifestation techniques. I said, in 13 days, I need to put everything that I gathered over these years, all the information. I want to create something that I can create money out of ether. I don't care what people think. I want to create money just like that, because I know it's possible. And I don't want to have anything to do with my work. I want to continue doing my work because I love to do my work, but I don't want to care about how many clients I have, when I have clients. I don't want that. When I have clients, when I don't have clients, I'm going to enjoy my day and do other things, you know. I don't want to have any kind of self thinking, oh my God, I didn't have clients today. Yes. How am I going to pay my rent? Or, you know, what kind of life is this? So I said, in these 13 days.
The life most people are leading.
Yes. But at least at least I love my work. But somehow, and I love my work and I know it's my gift and I'm applying that. I'm not doing something that I don't love and I'm just doing it for money. Yeah, of course, money was important because I need to live, but how I would be functioning in my head with all that was not right. So in those 13 days, that's what I did. That was actually before the lockdown started here in Sydney. I actually locked myself in before the lockdown started because I said, in 13 days, I am not taking clients. I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not doing anything. I'm just staying in my house, in my apartment, which is a beautiful temple, fully charged frequency energies, crystals. It's a very powerful vortex in my house. I'm just going to stay in this and do practices from morning till night And the only thing out I'm going to do, I'm going to walk to the Centennial Park, which is a really, really big, beautiful park, which is like a 15 minutes walk. So that's what I would be doing, walking from home to the park for 15. I would not get in the car. I decided I'll walk. And my car, even, yeah, anyway, so I'll stay with this. I was going to say, this is what I was thinking, but in the same time, my car just broke down. So even if I wanted to, I could not. But this is how everything was just so perfectly aligned with this decision. I felt like it came at the perfect time because it came almost half of the 13 days, like about 5-6 days, 7 days was just before the solstice when I started, the middle of the year. And second part, when I finished the 13 days, was on the other side of the solstice. So I had the solstice almost in the middle of this, but it was not planned. This is, was just instantly like that. I said, I'm going to do today, I start 13 days. And was on the 13th of June. And I started at the 13th hour, which was 1 p.m., which is 13th hour. That's when I started. Because there's a very powerful energy which comes with a group consciousness of 13 special vortexes, which we worked in the first meditation when we started today. Remember, 13 vortexes above, 13 vortexes here, 13 in the inner earth. So for 13 days, number 13 is very important for my work. That's what I'm working at, 13 pillars of energy. And each pillar of energy has a different light, a different, many, many different qualities, which adds another big conversation another time. So for 13 days, I started, the idea came on the 13th, just a couple of hours in the morning. It was Saturday around 11 o'clock, when something really pushed my buttons to maximum, and I said, you know what? I am not going to work anymore. I'll close everything down for 13 days. And oh my God, it's the 13th today. I'm going to start it, and I can start it at 1 o'clock, at 13th hour. Wow, I'm going to do this. I'm going to focus on financial freedom. I want to become a financial alchemist. I am going to, to bring the new way. I'm going to create complete, total happiness. I don't want my happiness to depend on money, on my work, clients, no clients, la, la, la. So just really felt it. It was definitely a divine arrangement which just came to my conscious mind and made me do it. So in these 13 days, every day, I created a big altar here in the middle of the room, and I brought in energies and a lot of work. This was just charged with energies, and I would be doing tarot readings. I would be dancing, shamanic dance, conscious dance. I would be listening to meditations. There was so much to do. Like, I was busy the whole day. I just put like myself like in a retreat. Like, you know, when somebody goes for a week somewhere, they have a program. Every day they do this, do. This is what I created for myself, a program. The whole day I had things to do, all to help me open to communication with spirit, to receive guidance, to what I need to do. So one of the first really cool downloads that I received in this space. So I had to give you a lot of information about this, so you appreciate how this information, what I'm going to tell you now, came to me. Because if I just tell you this, then it doesn't have such a value. This is really a lifetime work, what I'm going to tell you now, you know. So I think in about day or three or four, I heard the word somehow. I had a sense that there's a galactic bang. There's a galactic bang. There is an actual little planet. The whole planet, it's got the purpose as a bang in the space, in this universe. So imagine a planet, everything it's about that bank to hold the credits. I'm not call it money, it's called credits that the citizens of this universe has deposited there. And this galactic bank, I am the, I don't know what to say, that I own this galactic bank, or I am the general manager, or whatever the position I have, I am the top on that, in that.
Curator. The curator.
Curator. So this
that's
is
what, that's what I felt. The curator of the bank. At this moment, you are the curator.
I don't know what the curator is. So, so this is a parallel lifetime that I have. This is me in that timeline. Right now, I am that. I have that. So that is the main galactic bank, which is close to Alcyone. Alcyone in Pleiades. There are a few other galactic banks, and again, I'm getting 12 others because, yeah, that's what I'm getting, that important. So,
number 13 again.
Yeah. So this galactic bank, and that I am so rich, that I have so much money that I could buy the whole planet Earth with the money, but it's not about money. You can't just buy planet Earth, even if I say that is true. Planet Earth has its own planet, not just this, as I have the money, I'm going to buy planet Earth. But I've been, this is what I was getting, that I, it's beyond how rich I am. And this is my journey to come here to experience the opposite of who I am. And to start remembering who I am, and to start to connect with me in that lifetime, and bring the information from the galactic bank about the galactic banking into this timeline, into this reality, into this hologram, and to remind the starseeds about their deposits in the galactic bank, because there are so many of us which have deposits into the galactic bank. That's why we came here. We would not come, we thought that we can keep and download the money. But when we came here, we've been trapped. And the memory of us knowing about our deposits in the galactic bank and knowing how to draw from the galactic bank into this timeline also is possible, and all this we forgot. So what, that's why I came here, one of the reasons, to remember that, to create that link, to start downloading my credits from my galactic bank into this lifetime, and to help other star seeds to do the same. So just so that was when I received this information, not the whole complete information that I told you now, just about the first half, because in time I get more details about it, and I will get more details in time. But the first part of the information about galactic bank, that I have it's a planet, and I own this galactic bank. It's the main, the central galactic bank in this galaxy. And So 2 or 3 days later, I was watching on Gaia, Cosmic Disclosure. This was also part of my program. I was allowing myself to watch something on Gaia that was educational. So Cosmic Disclosure, Gaia, I turned on the an episode, I think was series number 13. The last few episodes, I think number 12, 10 or 11, 12, around there, it was an interview with Tim, which is from Germany, and he is tactical advisor. That's all he get. I think he only had the name Tim, and he was on a screen interviewed by I don't remember his name now. Anyway, so he was interviewed. So the conversation goes. He shares what he shares there. And somewhere in that episode, he mentions galactic banks. And he didn't say much. It was just like he just made room in a conversation, and maybe 1 or 2 minutes, in 1 or 2 minutes, he mentioned something about galactic bank. He said, yes, you know, there are galactic banks and there are credits. And you can deposit in the galactic banks, literally like that, almost in the middle of this conversation. So confirmation is not only that I received the download, I am hearing it 2 days later on Cosmic Disclosure. And I can, if anyone wants that, I can send me a message and I can send the link and you can watch it. I think it because I can share episodes with friends, so I can send you the link and you can watch it. I think you only have 3 days to watch it, and after this, the link doesn't work. So whoever listens, sees this later, just send me a message if you want to watch it. Yes, So I was super excited. I said, my God, this is really true, because to hear this information, you know, you need confirmation, because this is very out there, you know. How would you feel when you hear this? You would just let it pass, or yeah, maybe you would pass time and later, but because it was in during this journey, which I set the intention, I want to work on financial freedom. I want to be to create money out of the ether. This is what is my intention. I want to be the financial alchemist. And maybe in a time I will even become, this is my next work, my next business that I'm going to transfer into, to help starseeds to access their credits and to really live a life that they deserve to live, so they don't ever think about money, so they can have as much money as they want and never ever think about any money, like infinite money. So that's what I feel like I want to create, and it's not going to work if I do this for myself. This only works if we do it together. Because in the past, people would say, I want to see you do it first. And if you can do it, I'll be interested. But that means that they do not trust it. So this only can work with people which they can feel it. Yeah, I what I talk now about it, if somebody doesn't feel it and doesn't spark something in their consciousness that, wow, yes, this feels true, I want to do it, I don't need proof, I know that this is possible. So when we're going to get together, a few of us, we can fuel us more and more, and to start to download this power to actually transfer credits from the galactic bank into our bank, or maybe not, that's not limited. Maybe there are other ways to transfer the credits. So okay, I complete the 13 days and I share this information with a friend of mine, just like I share with you. And my friend says, I think, I don't remember exactly her words, but she told me that she heard about a book and she was recommended by a friend, and it's something about financial money, but I don't remember the words she said, but I remember that when she was saying that, immediately I knew, yes, I want that book. I just got so excited. And first I was a bit because I thought I have to read it, and by the time I finished reading it, but when she said that it's an audiobook, I just got so excited and I immediately got it. And I just knew there is something in that book related to my work. I just knew it was a continuation.
Yes.
And I'm listening to the book. I actually put myself into a workshop. It's not like, listening while I'm doing this. Well, I actually was sitting with something in case I want to take notes. And I put myself in a workshop. I think in 2 days, I listened to the whole book. I was sitting here. And that was the whole thing I've done. It's not like, I'm listening half an hour now while I'm driving, while I'm walking. Like most people do that. They're not going to get what is in that book. If you really want financial freedom, if you really want to get to that place that you'll never think about money in your life, you have to make an effort, at least give 2 days of your life to really put yourself in a workshop like you're listening to a real person talking to you about it. And that's what I did, because I just knew I really want this. And when somebody really wants something, he's going to get it. So when I'm hearing all these people, I don't have money for this, I can't do that, and I give them the book, you know, and they don't really pay attention to the book. I'm thinking, yeah, you're not ready for that yet. You still want to be in that. There's still something, because if you would want to, you'd really be pissed off the way I was pissed off, and I said, I'm going to do it. So you still, not you in particular, I'm talking you, everyone who doesn't have the money and still talks about it and is upset about it, they're still addicted to that lifestyle. They haven't had enough. So going back to the...
That's how people change. We are somehow programmed to stay in the, let's say, comfort zone, and we only really change, like I say, don't change the winning team. We only change when water has come till here and we can barely breathe anymore, and then
yeah,
we say, okay, I really need to change something. But we are programmed,
yes, I know,
life to be like this. So it's very normal that many people are still in that suffering, because they haven't suffered enough yet.
Just one moment. I need to open the door for my cat. I'm back. Yes.
I
so
the cat moving like up and then with a curve.
So in that book, I really got another confirmation about the galactic bank. So that was for me the jewel, but there's another jewel there. It's another jewel. It's also the recipe. Or I don't know if it's the complete recipe, but at least it's a start towards getting what do I need to do to be able to transfer the money credits into this timeline.
Well, the book is not 100% recipe as we are used to recipes when we cook, because it's about integration. And once you start to integrate, once you start to connect from here and to source, then you automatically get all the bits and parts that are not in the book.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's not about, okay, this is how you do it, you do like this, and if you copy me now, then you get somewhere, because that's a copying again, what you talked about at the beginning.
It's a technique, it's a technique. I don't see it a copy. This is a technique. Like when you want to bake a cake, you have to put it in an oven, yes? Mm-hmm. So it's not that you do the same ingredients, but it has to go in the oven. So it's a technique. The technique, how to, is the ingredient start at least this, as you said, it's we need to bring back our power. So when we have our power, then we start getting the rest of the recipe. So I started to practice the recipe and I had amazing results. I had amazing results, and I'm not going to go into results just to convince you and to make you even, not you in particular, I'm talking about everyone who listen, who is interested in this. It's because I've talked for quite a long time and I feel it's enough for today. And I just want to say that I am super, super, super excited about this information. And since I feel that I am, even though I felt abundance in my life, I felt I feel that now I'm really financially free. I feel that I am not affected anymore by how what's happening in my life, by if I have clients or not, if this or not. That book completed and put everything into my life that I can live every day, follow my heart without expectations of the outcome, and in trust and surrender, and knowing that there is something amazing. There is another aspect of a part of higher self, the God self, which is creating everything. I don't need to do anything. I just need to listen every moment to remind myself how amazingly perfect this creation is, and that, and lots more that I actually don't want to go into the whole description of how I feel and how I think. But I am very grateful to be where I am now. And I'm just in the beginning of this phase. And it's all because I've done those 13 days and I called in for the wisdom, for the information. I know that I got it and I know I'm going towards it. And I already seen and experience peace into myself, knowing, trust. It's just a knowing that this is something special, super, super special. And it's, you know, we can see that everything is crumbling, the way money functions. I was thinking before this, I started to think maybe I should start studying cryptocurrency. But this is beyond cryptocurrency. This is beyond everything. This is the way we need to live in a near future. We becoming a stellar civilization. We're going to start traveling interstellar, so we need to actually open to galactic banking. There is galactic commerce. There is planets do exchange like countries. They inter, import export between countries. There is import exports between planets, and even our planet exports to other planets and vice versa. But we are not being told about this. So it's not just for those times, but even until that time happens for us, it's important for us to start having that relaxed time to enjoy this life a lot more. You know, this planet is so beautiful, and until the interstellar exchange commerce expands more, that everybody will be able to do that if they choose to. But at least until then, I believe that it's time for us, especially the conscious star seeds, galactic earth keepers, it's about time for them, for abundance, for, you know, having more fun in life, instead of just being at a survival level, lots of us, and so much fear around the financial situation. It's about time where you don't have to think, and let's play, because I want to say it's not real. Nothing is real. So let's play. Let's let go of all beliefs and really jump into the quantum field and see the atoms and create the atoms, shape, shift, use all our powers that we have dormant at this stage. Play with those powers, activate them, really be a star being here, a God creator on earth. So that's fun. And that's what I am looking forward to experiencing this lifetime, be able to morph, to change, to bilocate, to teleport, shapeshift, rearrange the atoms in my body, just whatever I think, dematerialize, walk through walls. All these things are actually, quite a few people, they already do that. So that's what I want to play this lifetime. So that's why I'm interested in quantum physics. And I want to create some amazing things, amazing structures, maybe an amazing resort where I want to create some amazing, interesting activities. Have beautiful guests. Yes. So that's it. I'm done.
Thank you for this open-hearted sharing. It's really nice when people just open and let it flow. Often people are afraid to really say out loud what they feel, what they imagine, what they desire, and it's refreshing when you meet somebody who's doing this. So I'm sure that people who have watched till the end also experience this, otherwise they wouldn't watch till the end. And so thank you for doing this. I feel that I have plenty to let sink in. I know which book you're talking about. Do you actually want to mention the title? Do you feel
Yes,
people
yes,
should I
yes.
put it in the description, edit, or put it in the
Yeah,
comments?
you can. Yes, so it's called
Breaking Loose.
Busting Loose from the Money Game.
Yes, Busting Loose from the Money Game, yes.
So it's on the link that you will receive if you're not already a member of, in this audiobooks platform. You can subscribe for free for 7 days. So you get the first
book. You get the first book for free. So you can get actually the book, this book, you can get it for free, yes.
Yes.
Or you can just buy the paper book, because your experience, you told me that reading the book in your hands physically is a completely different experience and more powerful actually than just
yes,
listening.
Yes, of course, yes. Well, I couldn't go into all the details, but I actually listened to the book at least 3 times, twice more after, but the second and third time I was listening when I was walking, I didn't do the intense listening. But yes, I listened twice more, and I actually bought the paperback. And I noticed when I ordered the paperback, that wasn't planned, but I received another similar book. He's got another book. It's called Busting Loose from the Business Game, which is almost the same, but it's sort of more focusing on the business side instead of money side, but it's almost the same book. So reading, it was a mistake, but it was a magical mistake that I received this instead of the money book, which I thought I ordered. So I read the Busting Loose from the Business Game, and reading it, I actually deepened and seen things a little bit different than when I was just listening. And plus that I already start practicing reading it. And I got even another wave, another flood of energy and inspiration. And, oh, my God, it was just very powerful to read a book and people that would feel it. And, you know, since then, I am getting more and more clients who are in the financial business, like financial advisor, bankers, spiritual people who are interested in creating conscious businesses. So I am not surprised, because that's maybe another time we'll talk more how we attract who. So I'm already starting to attract people who they come for tantric body work, but I always start with a conversation and find out about what they are, what they're doing, and blah, blah, and blah, blah. And I find out when they tell me, I am a marketing Tara, and I work in with the banks, or I'm a business advisor, or similar business professions, you know. And I just know that they're coming to me to hear about this, because they need to take this into creating the new business for the new earth. These are also star seeds. My clients, they come, I'm attracting people who are ready for this information. So they come for tantric work, and we're talking about quantum financial freedom. And they know, they know that there's magic, that they come here, they're attracted by this energy. They're so-called angels, spirit guides, whatever you want to call them, intuition. They just tell me that I just felt like coming here. I just looked at your website and I just felt like coming here. And that's how it was most of my career. People that just feel the energy, they have to come here. It's spend time with me. So I have Skype sessions if anyone wants online sessions.
Yes, in the description you can find more about Laviras and also a direct link to connecting with her. So click the links in the description, have a look what's written there. And thank you again for a beautiful life. Thank you for watching. Feel free to put your comments and your questions in the description or send them directly to us. And we will see each other in a week and we'll see what the subject will be. Hey, it's spontaneous conversations, so nothing is scripted, not even the subject sometimes. So thanks again. Have a wonderful week to everyone. See you next time.
Thank you.